Man, why do you have to leave at night? Or why do you have to leave? Why did we do it so early? Is that a question?
Because you said do it early.
But I said 10.
Oh, I thought you had work at 12.
Bro, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? I thought you had to go somewhere. I thought you had to be out by like 9:30 or something.
I gotta work at 5.
That's it. Hello and welcome to Everyday Curiosity. My name is Ryan Newsom and this is my co-host Diego Villarreal, and this is our podcast, Everyday Curiosity. This episode is gonna be kind of late, but we're also very early in the morning, so I'm gonna try to finish this episode today. What's today? Today is Thursday. Yeah.
It's not Wednesday?
No, bro. It's not Wednesday.
Damn.
Are you okay?
That's the day. Which Wednesday?
It is 9:08 in the morning, and you are struggling to be a human.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty tired, too. I mean, because last night, I maybe got like 5 hours of sleep, which is not bad. Yeah, 5 hours and 57 minutes. So I got like an appropriate amount of sleep, even though I usually get like 7 to 8.
Dude, where'd you get your hat from?
Okay, here's the question, or here's the thing about the hat. I think my dad found this hat, and then I found this hat from his like closet area, and then I just asked him if I can have it. He says no. I take it anyway. So now I have it. He's never asked for it back. But does he see you wearing it? Yeah. He sees me wearing it. Just because, well, at the time that I'm wearing it, he doesn't need it, so he's not gonna care that I'm wearing it, you know? But
does he know?
Yeah, he knows. I mean, I think it's apparent that my cap is in my room at all times at his house as well. It's just sitting on my dresser. But, like, I always wear my black cap. This one looks nice, though, and my black cap is dirty from yesterday, so I decided to just throw this one on. But it's not bad. It's just a basic trucker hat.
True.
From CFH.
It looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is. It's not bad. And the thing is, this, like, of course, obviously, like, this design.
Did you wash it?
We don't know what the fuck happened to it. My dad found it, I think.
Yeah, you didn't wash it?
Oh, yeah, of course we washed it, but it's bleached. Mm. It's bleached. So, for some reason, it's bleached like...
Damn, man.
I think I just woke up the neighbors. I think my dad found it, but with all like these bleach stains on it. Because this is just like either rust or bleach stains. And it only goes to up to right here,
though. Dude, that might be sweat, bro.
Why would sweat be orange?
It's not orange, it's blue. That looks blue, bro.
Dude, the orange shit right here, like this orange brown shit.
That's what I'm saying.
The camera sees the separation too.
It might be sweat, bro.
That cannot be all sweat. There is no way that is all sweat.
If it's a truck driver's hat and a truck driver's driving all day, how the fuck would he bleach
okay,
his hat?
But his wife washed it on accident with the clothes. And she didn't mean to wash it at the time, but she put it in there anyway, and now his hat's fucked up.
Pretty good imagination, man.
Okay, no, it's not imagination. It's being logistical. This is not sweat. This is like bleach or some type of fabric softener that could have stained it, or rust, true, or anything like
do
that.
Do you put fabric softener in your clothes?
Okay, this is an amazing question because I've actually asked somebody this question recently, too. Yes, only when there's a jacket in there.
Why?
Okay, have you ever had a jacket on the inside? It gets all, like, rough. After, like, wearing it and washing it for a long time, it gets rough.
I only have, like, 3 jackets. And, like, I just wash them with soap. And then I hang dry them
in
the sun.
Dude, how is this an only, like, personal experience? Where the inside of the jacket gets fucked up over time. It gets, like, rough.
I think that only happens when you throw it in the dryer.
Really?
I don't throw mine in the dryer.
Okay, do your jackets stay soft?
Yeah.
Okay, then that must be the key then. Because for the longest time, I
don't ever
dry
throw
my jackets
in the fucking dryer, dude. Ever.
Really?
I always throw them up in the sun.
Okay, hang on, but do you put fabric softener in your jackets?
No.
Okay, that's where it's going.
I put soap and I put some white bleach because they're white jackets.
Oh, they're white jackets. Yeah, I have black and gray jackets. It would turn out like this cap. Fucking. But literally, okay. We use fabric softener, but again, only with jackets because I have like 17 jackets. I love jackets, but they all get like hard inside over time. And so we just put fabric softener each time we wash my actual jacket.
Have you seen that? There's a video online of fabric softener and how it ruins your washing machine.
How the fuck could it ruin your
Because washing? It's super waxy, right?
It is very and waxy. So
when you do it over time, that waxy soap builds up in the machine no over time way. Like a fucking candle, dude.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously.
Like, does it like just like gum up everything inside?
Well, this dude is fixing washing machines. He's like, most of the time they stop working because of fabric softener. And it opens it up. Really? And it's like fucking candle block.
God damn. What's it called? Because that stuff is waxed. Like, mm-hmm. if you touch it, it just feels like super like you waxy. Touched, bro. Yeah, like a melted candle or something like that. Yeah. But what's it called? Yeah,
that's practically what it is.
Essentially, I mean, it just smells good.
It's like it a candle. Keeps a melted the fabric. Candle.
You could, if you were to like, not I guess freeze it or something, somehow make it solidify. You have a candle.
Yeah.
Like you just made a candle. If you put
it in the damn freezer, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Just put like a get a shoelace. Yeah, get a shoelace, put it in the middle. Because where the fuck are we going to have wicks?
You get a shoelace, like, put it. Bro.
Okay, let's just scenario. We're in the zombie apocalypse. We need a candle immediately.
What the fuck are you getting fabric softener from?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
But we're in the zombie apocalypse. We need a candle, but we have nothing to make it besides fabric softener. You're not going to the store in the zombie apocalypse to buy wicks? No, you're getting your shoelace.
So you're going to pour it in the cup.
Or a rope.
And freeze it?
Possibly. I mean, because I don't know what else you would do.
It's a big-ass candle.
It is a big-ass. All right, don't pour the whole thing. Ration it out, you know? Put it in, like, a nice little cup that's going to burn for a while.
Okay.
And then there you go. It's being rational. See? Hey, don't come crying to me when there's a zombie apocalypse.
Or you just get a flashlight.
Or you can just get a flashlight, yeah. Which I have, like, 17. Dude, I showed you that, like, beefy four-armor flashlight I have over next to my bed, right?
Is it the black one?
Yeah, it's the big black one next to my bed. I hate the way you looked at me because I wasn't going to insinuate anything, and then that look you gave me, I was like, okay, I'll play into it, you fucker. Yes, shit. The big black flashlight next to my bed.
That's crazy, man.
But it's like, I'm sure you showed it to
yes,
you, right?
I saw
okay, because it's absolutely like blinding. It's like a car headlight in my room.
It's bright.
But hell, if I ever get lost in the woods, though, shit, I'll be able to
You'd be fucking take beaming yourself
I'll
out
be
of there.
Able to take down a plane, let alone notify a plane that I'm here. I would just blind the pilot, like, ding, 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 and crashes.
Fucking blow up the plane.
Yeah, turn to the forest. Fine. Do we have anything planned?
That would be scary, Loki.
What?
If you turn that shit to the forest.
I feel like I'd be fine. To everybody who doesn't know what the forest is.
Yeah, you'd be having to kill cannibals and shit.
I mean, if it's me and you, I'll just have you do it. I'll get the food and stuff.
He's tweaking.
That's exactly what we did in the game. But okay, if anybody doesn't know, The Forest is a multiplayer and single player game where you're lost in this like cannibal island, and you have to just fight to survive.
You have to find your son.
You have to find your son. Apparently, he's gone, but I didn't really care to find him. Did we ever find him?
No, we're close.
We're close.
We're like. A couple hours away of beating the game.
The last thing we were on was getting the gun parts.
Yeah. That was it.
We didn't finish it, right?
We were like an hour away from finishing the game.
Want to just finish it?
I've been waiting.
Okay, I'm done finishing.
Yeah, we can finish it.
Okay, well, let's plan to finish it then. After this, I got to go to my dad's house to sweep and vacuum. Oh, wait, sweep and dust.
I was like, sweep and vacuum. What the fuck, you go sweep it on the dustpan and then vacuum it off?
Honestly, yeah, to get that one last line.
I fucking hate that last line.
Okay, tell me this. Do you actually get it or do you just...
Everyone does it. Everyone fucking blows that shit away.
Everybody just gets the broom and does one sweep and it's gone.
It's that fine dust fucking line.
It's just like, it's that microscopic dust that's not going to ever go on there as much as you try. But here's the thing. Why do dustpans not have like a... even gradual slope? One always has, or like mine always has like a little hump it has to go over.
Oh yeah, like a little gap.
Yeah What the fuck is that about? Because in that fine ass little dirt,
let's just invent a dustpan that lines up evenly with
the
floor.
Let's just make a dustpan. I know it's out there in the market because I saw one at Walmart yesterday, but let's just make another one called Ryan Diego's dustpans, and where it goes all the way to the ground with like a little rubber thing on it, because again, I've seen them at the store, but still. But it should just be like the universal thing. Oh, speaking of which, I'm foaming at the mouth over here. Speaking of which.
Giving him a juicy ass idea.
I have a lisp, okay? I have an overactive saliva? Salivary glands. I know. I feel like I do, though.
You have problems.
I have mouth problems, which is asking me the title of the video. I have mouth problems. Podcast right there. But speaking of like dustpans and like vacuuming shit. Okay, about 2 weeks ago, I got my mom a robot vacuum.
Oh yeah, kicked it a couple times.
Yeah, what the fuck? Get out of here! Throwing her across the room.
Taking my job.
I'm glad about that. That's why I bought it, to take my job of sweeping the house.
Does it do a good job?
It's ass.
I feel like I've never seen that thing move.
Because here's the thing, the ones that are like smart, that like map out your floors and can use the internet to,
which is like half of them.
Yeah, which is half of them. They're over $300.
Yeah. How much you pay for this one?
$140.
Oh yeah.
So I don't blame it for being stupid, but okay. Because here's the thing.
My dad bought a vacuum cleaner for $600.
$600?
Yeah, he bought a $600 vacuum cleaner.
Does it drive itself and take him to work?
It's just one of those nice ones.
What nice one, Shark? Like,
what is it? It's like a fucking, I don't know if it's a Shark.
I mean, okay, I feel like Shark is like the
but anyways, the Lamborghini. It charges on the wall. We take it off.
Whoa, Dyson.
I think it's a Dyson.
Okay, Dyson like actually has some good ones.
That's a pretty good one. We used to have a Shark, but yeah. Like it had a carpet and wood thing, right? And we put it on the carpet without switching it to carpet, and someone blew out the fucking motor. We still don't know who to this day was, but it's crazy.
Whoa.
Sounded just like that.
I'd be very concerned for what made that motor blow up.
It just couldn't breathe no more.
Choking out. Now, the thing with this one, since it's not smart, all it has is like just one bumper in the middle. So that bumper has to be pressed for it to like know its surroundings anyway. So it's a simple relay. It's a blind vacuum cleaner. It's a blind smart vacuum cleaner. And all it does is just bump into the walls and turns around by like a 45 degree angle. So it's not that great.
I feel like it just goes in a circle then.
No, it doesn't go in a circle. Okay, because I have angles of the house that are like different ways, like the chair.
So you think eventually it would hit your door?
Oh yeah, you know, it's coming to my room before. It would start in the living room, go to the kitchen,
just come in here,
come back here. But the thing is, it misses 95% of the area that it's in because it just goes in a straight line. It just goes in a straight line till it hits something, and then it turns at a specific like 45 degree angle, and then it goes in a straight line till it hits something. It's not good.
It's just a blind robot.
Honestly, if I could, I return it. The thing is,
did you give it a name?
Yeah, Bessie.
The name is Bessie?
Yeah.
Bessie, I doing what?
Nothing. That's the thing. Fucking, it should be called a waste of money. Because I would return it. I got it for my mom.
You could have bought an actual vacuum cleaner for $140.
But we have a vacuum cleaner.
A good one?
Oh, yeah. A damn good one.
So why the fuck would you buy that thing?
Okay, because here's the thing. That's all you're going to fucking get into. So my mom has been asking for a robot vacuum cleaner for like 3 to 5 years now. So I thought, you know what? Samsung money. Let's go to Walmart and pick one up.
Boy went to the clearance section of Walmart.
Man's went to the cheapest side of the aisle, apparently.
I didn't even know we sold $600 fucking vacuum cleaner.
Well, no, not HEB. I went to Walmart because we don't at fucking HEB. Always sell it.
I don't think HEB sells any vacuum cleaners.
I don't think they sell any like appliances besides crock pots and microwaves.
Crock pots and microwaves.
Crock pots and microwaves. That's all you can get at HEB.
Bullets.
Hell yeah, some bullet blenders. And probably like a little, like, what's that? What's the like melted cheese? A fondue. I guarantee you I can find a fondue maker. What?
A fondue machine?
Yeah, machine at HEB.
Like, that's fucking random. With fondue cheese.
Have you ever had fondue?
No.
Me neither. Who the fuck has had fondue? I don't know anybody who has had fondue.
Because there ain't no one rich here.
But okay, but what's so special about it? It's like cheese dip, right? Yeah. I don't know anything about fondue. Hey, Google. What's fondue?
I should say grits, people, cheese.
Fondue is a Swiss melted cheese dish served in a communal pot over a portable stove heated with a candle or spirit lamp and eaten by dipping bread into the cheese using long-stemmed forks. It was promoted as a Swiss national dish by the Swiss Cheese Union in the 1930s and was popularized in North America in the 1960s.
That's crazy.
Wow, in the 1960s. Also, a community pot?
It's a community thing. Everyone gets a piece of bread on a stick.
Okay, but okay, in Sweden. Oh, what? That's.
I don't think it's in Sweden.
That's not Sweden. What the hell?
It's in Sweden. I don't know where it's at.
I don't know where it's at specifically. Just because I'm not going to try to use my brain power for this to figure it out. But That means in their village, back in like whatever time period, some man is thrown out there with a block of cheese, a pot, and a fire.
And they melted
and threw the cheese and just melted that shit down. And then the whole village came over here with long forks and a stick of bread.
Went over there with a bread on.
Yeah, just little kids like. Let me dip mine.
Bread.
No, I know it's stick with the bread on a stick. Yeah. Okay. Vice versa in my wording.
I came walking over there.
Yeah.
They said, "Let me get a good dip in that bitch." They got a dip.
Like is every Sunday morning, like a Sunday mass, they just go out and dip their bread in some cheese, some random man's cheese.
Guess so.
Okay.
They said, "Get out of the way, it's my turn."
Hey, my turn. Dip.
I wonder if it was good.
It had to have been. If it's, I mean, honestly, but there's been like some big popular dishes, like cuisines, you could say, that taste like ass. Like guaranteed.
Like half
ass.
Of them.
Half of them have to, because they're all like eccentric and fancy.
Yeah. I feel like there's some shit that just
they're gourmet.
Over the top for no reason.
Yeah, like who eats edamame?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I think it's a bean.
A bean.
Hey Google, what is edamame?
Shout out to Google.
According to Wikipedia, edamame is a preparation of immature soybeans in the pod, found in cuisines with origins in East Asia.
I probably have eaten those by accident.
I guarantee you.
Salt or other condiments.
That's crazy.
In Japan, they are usually blanched in 4% salt water.
Hey, Google. Served with salt. Stop it. No. Stop, please.
It only picks up your voice, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot it, though. But, yeah. I've never seen specifically edamame,
like
but we probably
bean
ate
I've
it.
Eaten with like orange chicken and the fucking rice.
I was gonna say, I swear to God, we've eaten this before. Even though I don't know why I said edamame because it's not a cuisine or anything. I was thinking calamari or what's the fish
that's
eggs?
Calamari. Nah.
Excuse me?
I don't know what the fuck that is, bro.
Calamari is squid.
I don't think that's how he say it.
Yes, it is. It's calamari.
No, but you're it is saying fucking it weird.
No, I'm not. I swear to God I'm saying it correctly. Calamari.
But that's fucking Google.
Oh, my God. Hey, Google. How do you say calamari?
Something went wrong.
I'm telling you, bro. It's
not. No, yes. Just the other Google heard me, so they're on the same network. Hey, Google. How do you say calamari?
That's pronounced calamari.
See?
What the fuck did she say?
See? Okay, she's a robot, dude. How the fuck
is
she
saying? Okay, ask about that bitch.
Oh, my God. Are we learning?
How are you saying it?
Calamari.
Calamari.
It's literally
it's
calamari.
Dip, huh?
I think... No, calamari is squid.
What the fuck? I thought you were talking about that dip.
It has soy sauce, if you think of that black dip. Okay. Hey, Google. What is calamari?
According to Wikipedia, squid is eaten in many cuisines.
Squid.
English, the culinary
squid,
name calamari is often used
I know,
for squid
but
dishes.
I literally.
But it's just regular fucking squid, bro.
Fried squid no, it's fried squid.
In Mediterranean, in Lebanon and Syria.
Just say fucking fried squid.
Oh, okay, bitch, I thought you would know because I said squid. You're like,
eat
oh yeah,
squid,
I know.
Bro.
Oh, but it's not just squid. It's calamari.
I was thinking of that black. So, dip.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
fancy
about.
Fancy shit.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that the fish eggs? What is that? Oh, it's not.
I thought that's what you were fucking saying, because when you first said that, you're like, oh, it's the fish eggs.
Yeah, okay, but then I corrected myself, like, no, it's squid.
So what
calamari's
the fuck is that black egg?
Oh, fucking.
Fish eggs are nasty, by the
fish
way.
Fish eggs.
I had that shit on sushi before.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking nasty.
The first time I ever had it was in Hawaii. I had a poke bowl that had fish eggs in it. It was raw salmon. With,
salmon's good
dude, salmon, that, it was incredible. Raw salmon with, obviously, it's sushi. Put the goddamn thing back on. Also, the people, nobody can hear you. You have to talk in the front of the mic.
I thought you said how to talk like this. It's like this?
This is the front of the mic. Talking to the front of the mic.
Dude, I swear every time I fucking do this, you're always like, you need it like this. Or like this.
No, I get... Now I get pissed off because each time it's like this, like this, like this. It's got to be like this. That's why.
I got my mic.
I get pissed. No, it's... It is your mic. Anyway, it's not calamari. It is, What the fuck are the fish eggs?
And, it's that fucking... I don't think it's fish eggs. Is it fish
no, it's fish eggs. It sounds like calamari. No, it doesn't sound like calamari, but it sounds like the same thing.
You're saying it wrong because I thought you were talking about the fucking black thing.
I know. Caviar.
Caviar. That's okay. What it is.
Now I know what we're talking about. That's, or I always
that's
do.
That's what I thought you were dude. Trying to fucking say. Oh. I was like, no, bro, you're saying oh. it wrong.
Okay, that makes sense now, the difference in calamari and caviar. I can see how you thought I was forgetting.
It sounds the fucking okay. same. I'm like, no, bro, you're saying it wrong.
Because in my mind, I just meshed the two words together. I was like, it has to be fucking calamari.
Nah, bro. Okay, that's what the name is.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, tip of my tongue. I was just trying to say it so you can fucking... like, oh.
The thing is, there's no reason I should know it personally, but I've had calamari... I've actually had calamari, which is... It's super
good. I've never had squid.
Dude, it's so good. I think the first time I had it, I was in Florida.
I've never had frog either.
Okay, I've never had frog either. I don't think I want to try frog.
Dude, you had a squid. You might as well already try the fucking frog.
But a frog's a whole different... ecosystem than the squid.
It depends what type of frog.
What kind of frog is in the fucking ocean?
Oh, true.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure there's some freshwater squids. Anyway, but no, yeah, squid's actually like good. It's kind of. I don't know how to describe it.
I'm fucking hungry, dude.
Dude, I'm starving. We both woke up like an hour and a half ago, and we haven't eaten anything. I'm hungry and tired.
We gotta go catch ourselves a squid.
Dude, we have to go make some calamari. Where? From Granger Lake? This is
I don't think they have squids in there.
They have frogs, so they have to have squids, right?
Shit. I guess. It's about to just get us up an alligator at that point.
Dude, a shark? Hell yeah.
I wonder if you can eat shark.
Why don't we know this?
I think it's just because the skin's too tough.
It may be too tough, but I think the meat is bad. I think it's bad meat. Hey, Google. Can you eat shark?
There was a glitch. Try again in a few seconds.
Dude, I have two Googles that are like 10 feet apart from each other.
It's just rich people problems, bro.
Shut up. A Google Home cost me $25. This one was $100, but it's a Nest.
That's $125.
It is not $125.
In total.
Oh, yeah, in total. But I bought that one I had that Google for like 5 years. 4 years now. I bought it for my mom whenever my parents got divorced.
Damn.
Like a little bit after. Yeah, and then I got this Google Nest or Google Home Nest Hub, whatever it's called. Like, honestly, dude, I love this thing. If I were to actually use it more, I would love to.
It's like a doctor's thing.
It kind of does.
Sure, my doctor has one of those.
I'm sure. Just in the middle of surgery. Hey, Google, how do you replace a heart? Say, hey, Google, can you eat shark?
On the website foodandwine.com, they say, yes, shark meat is legal for consumption in the United States. In fact, sharks actually produce a very high yield of meat based on their body weight. I also found an answer to this question. What does shark taste like? Do you want to hear it?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
On the website usatoday.com, they say, think alligator and chicken. Depending on who is doing the dining, shark meat tastes like chicken or roadkill. It's meaty and mild, but has to be soaked well before it's eaten because sharks urinate through their skin.
See, okay, I knew the fact of like just their meat's bad. But also, the fact that it says that they have more meat per body weight. Where they,
So they have to fucking soak the meat.
Yeah, well, I guess to get all the urine out. I didn't know that they urinated through their skin, which is actually, I guess, interesting. But, have you had alligator before? Because Google said it was a mix between alligator and chicken.
Never had alligator.
Never had alligator. God damn.
Never had an alternator, dude.
Shit, I feel like my body needs a new one. Because I'm glitching out over here. Oh,
nah,
yeah.
I've never had alligator.
It's okay. I've never
had alligator?
To be honest, I don't remember.
What?
I don't remember if I... Hey, Siri.
The fuck?
Text dad.
Why people, bro? Yeah. To be fair, I don't even have my Siri set up.
Yeah, that's shit. Have I had alligator before? Have I had?
Your message...
It said, have I... Oh, no, I had it. Okay. Have I had alligator before? All right, I'm gonna send it. Okay, I'm gonna see what he says. Just because as a kid, I wouldn't have known. But
I set up my Siri.
Why haven't you set up your Siri?
Because I've gotten so many new phones, bro. I just gave up.
What the fuck? How many new phones have you gotten that you don't set up Siri?
Over the years, you know what I mean?
Over the years.
I'm barely able to fucking set up my Face ID.
Oh my god. Okay, this is the first phone I had since 2018. The first new phone since I've gotten.
The 13?
Yeah, the iPhone 13 was the first phone I got since 2018. You're a fucking idiot. I said since 2018, this is the first new phone. Since 2000. Bro, are you slow?
So you didn't get it in 2018. Like, what was your old phone then? Was you didn't get a new?
An iPhone 7.
But you didn't get a new?
I think it was used. It was refurbished.
I'll hit you.
Motherfucker. I got my iPhone 7 in 2018. Mm-hmm. I just got this new iPhone 13 about a
year. I'm pretty sure your fucking phone was new.
No.
Just say since 2017.
Since.
Imagine your desk just folded in half, bro.
Yes, everything is breaks. Oh, God. The top lights turned off and everything. Hang on. How hard did I push the desk?
I folded your fucking entire room.
My room's falling apart. Damn. Three things unplugged. Okay, there's the lights and my Google.
I just realized you have two different colored lights.
Oh, the one on the wall right over there?
You look like doo-doo yellow.
That's the oldest one. That's funny you say that. That's the oldest LED strip I have in my room, and it used to be the one that goes around my desk. And it just turned nasty. Nasty yellow, bro. Yeah, actually, okay, so that one right there and that one right there, oh, the clock turned off. So those two on the wall were hooked up to the desk. Because there's two LED strips on my desk currently. But, I gotta put my nose. Yeah, lovely noises. But, I gotta turn my clock back on. Oh, leave it like that. Okay. And turn this one off. There we go. But yeah, I made this room.
He built this shit.
I built this house.
He got a couple 19. Workers in this room.
Oh, just putting up the walls and shit.
I like the roof. It looks dope.
The roof is something I'm actually happy with. Where it's just, because my mom's room is like this, but my brother's room isn't. But yeah, this one, it kind of like gradually slopes up and then
I like goes the shit flat. You did with the stars.
Okay, do you want to know how long those have been up there?
I don't know. I used to have some too when I was a kid.
17 years.
Yeah. That's about right.
I mean, they have only two have fallen down.
Over the years, mine, like me and my sister used to share a room. I'm not in that room no more. They used to fall on us, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like at night you wake like up with a star on your fucking forehead.
Just smacks. Okay, we used to have there used to be a bunk bed right where we're sitting. Like that bedroom.
Who did you share it with?
Casper the Friendly Fucking Ghost. My brother.
I thought he was like a couple years older than you.
He's 3 years older than me. Or 3-4 years whenever he turns another age.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. That's a stupid way to say that. But yes. My whole LED strip just unhooked from my desk.
That's what you fucking get, dude. For fucking King Konging your desk.
There we go. I think my body pressure hold the... And then down. It falls. No, it falls down a lot, but here's the thing. There's like a lot of electricity going through that one power strip. If anything shorts, all of Taylor's going down.
Damn.
Like everything is just going to fucking
explode. You can get a new one.
I have a new one. Oh, no, I got the power strip maybe 3 years ago. So it's new. It has like surge protection, but there's so much like of a heavy load on it. Yeah. But I do turn it off half the time.
Is your PC plugged into that?
No, I have my PC plugged into like that 16 power strip.
Yeah, plug that bitch to the wall.
I gotta hook it up to solar panel. Like, yes, of course, I plug it into the wall.
No, I'm saying you have to plug your PC directly into the wall.
No. That's a high gauge power strip. You know, you've seen it, like that black and yellow one. That's for like warehouses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's the same one I have.
Yeah, it's that like industrial size one.
Industrial.
Okay, hang on.
Have you seen the new Buzz movie?
No. Is it good?
It's fucking good.
Really?
That is a very good movie.
Actually?
Yeah, I feel like Pixar, whoever the fuck made it. It's Pixar, right?
They
did a pretty good job.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was afraid to watch it at first. It's on Disney Plus.
I don't have Disney Plus.
I don't think it's on Disney Plus.
It's Pixar, not Disney.
Is it HBO Max that we saw it on?
It would have to be. HBO Max always has like early release.
Yeah, I think it's HBO Max.
Then, okay, I mean, I saw it, and I don't know, I would love to watch it. One, it is for, like, 8-year-olds, but...
No, it's pretty good, though.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, because I don't mind watching, I don't care. But I just didn't want, like, my idea of Toy Story to get ruined. You know? Not ruined, but, like...
So this movie, right, in the beginning of the movie when it shows, it says, So in Toy Story, right, Andy, when he gets Buzz, he's like, oh, this is from my favorite movie, right?
Yeah. So, I remember seeing the ad or the commercial.
Yeah, the beginning of the movie just said this is the movie Andy saw that made him fall in love with Buzz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if Pixar did this smart, they should also do a Woody movie on what made Woody.
Yeah, like Woody's Roundup. That's what it was.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, if Pixar was smart about it, they could do one for Buzz and one for Woody.
Dude, of course.
That'd be fucking that'd be smart.
That would be actually fucking dope. Because I remember whenever like the first announcements of the movie coming out, the commercial was saying it's the movie from the first movie where Andy found him.
Practically takes place in Toy Story 1, pretty much.
Which is so smart on Pixar then to utilize that.
Yeah, and there's so many Easter eggs, bro. Like in the movie, it's clear that you can see them. Like there's a Monsters Inc. one.
Oh,
where, like they crash land and they need power and shit. And in the background, you can see the empty canisters. So it's pretty fucking dope. It's pretty cool.
That actually sounds interesting because I like movies that have hidden things like that.
It's a lot.
So that I pay attention to them. But no, I'll definitely probably see it one of these days. Also, hang on. Okay, my dad replied. He said, "Yes, I have eaten an alligator either in Mississippi or Louisiana, or on the way to Mississippi."
That's crazy.
Which I think he was on the way back from Mississippi, if I remember.
Ugh, bitch. Fuck. Get that shit with your toe, man.
Diego grabbed his microphone stand on the floor, so I just picked it up for him with my feet. And I instinctually did that
too.
Damn
it, I spun it. I don't know.
Look, my feet are not that bad.
Nasty.
Boy. Okay, look, I use Carpe. You know this. Opposite or the like this anti lotion. Oh, of course.
Okay.
What the fuck? It's made for that. No. Yes, I know. It has a hand.
Hand on it.
It has the exact same active ingredients in the foot one.
So why does this one have a hand, son?
Because it's a marketing scheme. It's smart by Carpe, but I'm not that stupid to fall for it.
This boy got his butt cream.
Okay, because here's the thing.
His lipstick. And his business
card. I got my business. Everything I need right there in the window.
Fat stack.
Yeah, I got a lot. I ordered those like 3 years ago. Oh, yeah, I'm making a website.
For
not
what?
To be published yet, but I'm making a website for just... it's going to be RyanNewsome.com. And so it's going to have...
His documentary, how he was born, what he did.
Yeah, no, I came out of the womb filming. like my old documentary from my birth. No, I mean... This website, of course, just with RyanNewsome.com, you could see, like, the podcast. You see all my photography. You'll see all, like, the other stuff I'm doing.
That's pretty cool.
Things like that. Just because I didn't want to have... I wasn't going to make everyday photography, like, my photography account.
Yeah.
But that would have isolated it to just my photography, and I wanted to have a website for everything I do. So, now that I have Ryan... I literally own the domain of RyanNewsome.com.
And that means I can use it for like college shit. Like,
yeah, of course.
Research somebody who has this and that. I'm like, go to RyanNewsome.com.
They're just going to find pictures. My photography of like nature and people.
I have to fucking grab this.
Dude. I do not care what you said. I have clean feet. This stuff works. This is supposed to keep your feet dry. And it does.
I don't mean your feet are clean. This means they're dry like a fucking desert.
Ew, what? That's even better. Bacteria doesn't grow on dry surfaces. Also, yeah, check out this picture. That took in Hawaii. It's not Blair, but
that's cool.
I love this picture.
It looks like a home screen of a computer.
And that's what I'm saying. It looks like a Mac. Well, that's the original image, and I cropped it down like that. But yeah, this is just stuff from Hawaii. But which actually. If you want to go to Everyday Cure or Everyday Photography 05 on Instagram right now.
Everything starts with Everyday with anything with Ryan. His website should just be everydayryan.com.
Okay. I don't know why I do it though, but I add Everyday.
It should be. Your website should say everydayryan.com.
Damn, I already bought the domain though. I already bought RyanNewsome.com.
You have Everyday Curiosity, Everyday Photography. What the fuck is your DJ one? Is it Everyday DJ Jean?
What the hell?
Isn't it?
No, it's Launchpadder/DJing.
God, that's such a long ass name.
It is not a long ass name. It is a pretty long ass name, but it's still doable. Launchpadder/DJing.
Yeah. Just put Everyday DJing.
No. Well, yeah. I didn't have back when I made that channel. Launch pad well, in 2016, shit. I made that channel, and I didn't have the everyday persona yet. There wasn't everyday photography. Why would you give my goddamn business card back? Scratching your leg within my ass. Fuck you. I spend good money on those cards.
They just be fucking collecting dust in the back of your window.
Yeah, they have.
Dude. Anyone in the channel, man. Ryan be coughing a fucking lot. If you got anything that can help him out. We need that everyday fucking anti-cough medicine.
Anti-cough medicine, huh? Yeah. Dude.
You got the everyday flashlight. Dude, we can make our merch that everyday hat.
We should just make it. Wait, that's actually smart. Every day. Like, you can wear it every day. Exactly. We would have to make a product.
With the everyday.
That's going to last long and have every day. The way that you can have
you
every day.
You ought to just keep the everyday slogan.
I might as well. Nobody else. I probably shouldn't say this online. Cut this out, excuse me. Nobody else has, like, the everyday name, so I probably should take it while I can.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. The
everyday
like,
merch.
Everyday merch for everyday curiosity and everyday photography and whatever everyday thing I come up with next. Because I'm going to come up with everyday something. I have everyday cinematography.
I'll be pretty
cool. Or everyday cinematic because cinematography is too long.
Do you help out Brooke now?
Wait, in her department or what?
In like her photography thing. Or her magazine making thing.
Magazine making?
For school.
No, I don't actually.
You should talk to her about it.
I will because, again, me and her are working on that film for HGB. But, again, which I'm going to talk about next episode. But, what's it called? I know Brooke had like a little camera. Brooke had a Canon G7X that she brought to HGB yesterday just to get like mock-up shots. But she hasn't touched it in over, like, 4 years, she said.
For what?
Okay, so yesterday, I guess a little sneak peek for next episode and stuff. But, yesterday, me, Brooke, were just, like, in the back area, or in the break room, like, writing scripts and all that. Mm-hmm. And then we just started on getting, like, mock-up shots, just, like, pretending to act out the actual scene, just to see if it flows good, just to see if it would work and stuff like that. And so, until I bring in, like, my actual camera to film on.
That's pretty dope.
So yeah, I'm gonna use that gimbal, I'm gonna use that camera, then I'm gonna use those mics behind you.
everyone gonna have one of those?
No, I mean I only have one. Dude, you're looking at $800 right here.
Do we need some of these, man?
I don't know, we really do.
This would be dope. Like some walkie talkie type shit.
Walkie, bitch.
So what the fuck is this?
I mean, these are expensive. Like, these are Sennheiser EW G4s.
What that means is we need some more sponsors, son.
Hey, Everyday Curiosity.
Be the first. Be the first.
EverydayCuriosity@gmail.com. You know, let me know if you want to have a sponsorship. Or if you can't give us a sponsorship, because I'm sure Anchor will allow it. But, yeah. But these are, like, expensive. Like, your left kidney for it. What the hell even is this
for? What's this one?
Dude, that's the receiver.
Oh, so people have to wear both of them?
Oh my god. Well, that plugs into the camera. It goes far. Yes, that goes into the camera so it can record the audio.
Well, how far does it go, though, before you start
like
losing?
Far. It goes far. Like, look at that large antenna. Like, I don't remember how far, but I think it's around like 600 feet. Unless I'm thinking of DJI's microphones, but I think that's they go like 600 dope. Feet.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's a small ass iPhone. This one has a big ass antenna. I wonder how far they go.
They're both long antennas. See, this wire plugs into the camera. I think I've been talking the wrong side of the mic this entire time, but it's okay.
Everyone gonna hear you in the pocket.
Also, I didn't think about the fan is on. We usually don't record with the fan on.
Oh shit!
It's not. It's probably okay. It's probably okay.
Dude, what'd you do if I dropped this and it broke?
It's mine. It's not mine. It's the school. So you're just letting me borrow it.
For fucking 2 years? Did they even know you still had this?
Yeah. I actually have to email somebody about it this morning. Like, whenever you leave, I have to send out an email to somebody. But,
we have one. This is our last week of freedom.
Fuck off.
Until
fuck off.
School. It's been a fun ride crazy. With this podcast, though.
I know. Dude, I actually really enjoy this podcast. The podcast isn't over, by the way. We're saying it as if we're ending it. But our summer version of the podcast.
Yeah, this is like the summer version.
Yeah, until we go into the school. Because then we're going to be talking about school
stuff. We need more hats. We need someone to sponsor. We need someone to sponsor us to get us festive hats. So every holiday, we get a Christmas hat.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking dope.
Okay. Well, do you want it to be our cap, or do you just want to be... Or our hats, or do you just want more hats?
Well, we got to take off on merch first.
Okay. I feel like the first merch that we produce is going to be hats. We should.
That'd be dope. I wear a fucking
T-shirts every hat. Would be the easiest, but hats would be the nicest. And that's what I want.
The coolest, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's hard to find, a hat embroidery or just a hat supplier and embroidery.
I have to start looking up some.
If you can start looking up some, yeah. I'll start seeing what we need exactly for. Just if you can find a place where we can sell a hat with our design on it for a reasonable price, where we don't have to buy 100 hats for the first time, that one website. And then if you can just find this magical place that I don't know if exists.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure it does. But I'll green light and we can start making hats.
I feel like we have till Christmas. Our first hat should be a Christmas hat.
We should plan starting today, we should plan on making a hat by Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
By Christmas.
That'd be pretty dope.
Over a flashlight. But yes.
That'd be cool, yeah.
And I mean, eventually we can expand more into making merch and hell, make socks.
Because we'll make the Christmas hat, and then we'll come out with the everyday hat and
shit. And then lanyards. Just because, let's start off small. Let's start off cheap. Because I don't want to drop $2,000 on shirts and then have to hand sell them.
Yeah.
But still. But
it's anyway. Also a viewer thing. We need more of you to watch this podcast, man.
Please. Share with your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, your dad.
Maybe, shit, we even speak dog, bro. Share it to your dog, share it to your cat.
Your fish. Just play it outside with a speaker.
You want to go to the park? Share it with the ducks, dude.
If you have a turtle, share it with the turtle. A bird, they'll understand it. They'll probably hate it, but they'll understand it.
Yeah, we just said we were eating alligators, so don't share with alligators.
Oh, God, don't share with alligators or your pet squid or your pet shark.
I don't think you can have a pet squid.
Oh, yeah, you can have a pet squid. Oh, no, I'm thinking of octopus. You can have a pet octopus.
And jellyfish.
Who the fuck would want a jellyfish?
You haven't seen those?
Yeah, okay. My baby cousins actually had... I think there was a jellyfish. They had
a baby. You going to say who the fuck has a jellyfish? And then because, you say, my cousin actually has
one. Okay, because in my mind, I was thinking those big, man of war jellyfishes.
That'd be cool to have, though.
It would be cool, but you need a massive tank and to never touch it.
True.
Yeah, which is... terrified.
Well, a gallon of pee ready.
What? You just pee in a bucket every day just in case the jellyfish escapes.
Or if you just want to touch it one time.
You know, as a jellyfish,
I'm pretty sure they have stinger gloves or something for jellyfish.
Or just gloves in general, because they can't. Just put on welding gloves. They're just rubber gloves. Gardening gloves will be good.
I don't think. Okay.
And gardening gloves are gonna be perfectly fine. They're not getting through a layer.
Your
of rubber.
Discretion is advised. Do not fucking do.
Oh yeah.
If you have a pet jellyfish,
please do not listen to us. I'm sure it's going to be fine, but we are not going to be liable.
We're not professionals, dude.
Also, nobody listening to this podcast has a pet jellyfish. I'm saying that right now.
You never know.
Nobody has a pet jellyfish. I mean, there's people from Germany who listen, so maybe down in Germany
you think in their language, we're speaking German?
Yeah, no.
Maybe in their video.
Some people in Germany understand English, but again, we're speaking English.
That could be a VPN, bro.
But here's the thing. We're still speaking English. It's not the internet's going to change our accents to
That's what they do Germany. On Netflix.
But that's Netflix. That's a $17 billion company. We have $30.
We can be Netflix, bro.
We have a lot more than that. But I honestly, I'm okay with that. Dude, I am so ready to get this new camera.
Because after
that new camera, I'm going to start making videos. Cinematic videos and stuff like that over music.
Damn.
Over music and stuff like that.
Music videos and shit?
No, probably not. Okay, music videos... on paper, yes, but not the crazy and action-packed ones.
Right,
no.
Right.
Just cinematic and nice,
Then we can be making movies and shit.
Dude, no, I want to make short films. With this new camera.
Dude, you ought to team up with Evan, bro. I'm telling you, he's already making movies. I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
Maybe I will one of these days.
He made a dope ass Lego movie, dude.
I know. I saw it. I saw it.
All you have to do is just film for him, and then he makes description shit. It'd be pretty cool.
I mean, because the thing is, the two things I like about it is recording and video editing. So I would probably be.
You could just be the producer while he's like the scripter.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Or the cameraman, same shit.
Yeah. I mean, but we'll go from there. This school year, like, my senior year is going to be where I really focus on, like, it is our last year. Mm-hmm. It's where I really focus on, like, my photography, my videography, and stuff like that.
It's the last year, bro. And then we'll be walking that stage.
Dude.
I have to walk, too.
Oh, you do have to walk, too.
I have to walk temples for my associates.
Damn. Okay, here's my thing. I'm probably going to be taking pictures for my graduation. I want that to be a thing. Because the whole grade obviously knows me as, like, taking photography and stuff like that. So I feel like it would just be my final send-off. Like, for the past 4 years, I've been taking high school photography.
You ought to just have a fucking drone up there.
I'm not allowed to fly my drone over the stadium. I know. I already asked Coach. Why? I asked Coach Cobb, and then she was like, you can't fly above the stadium, but you can fly on the outside of the stadium. Like, you can't even see nothing.
That's the dumbest shit.
Yeah, but
not even for graduation?
Yeah, not even. Oh, especially not for graduation. Think of all the people who are going to be there. Just in case, let's say the drone starts to crash and it hits
somebody. It's not going to create a fucking explosion.
Okay, but it could hit somebody. And those props are moving very fast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's cut my mom's finger open. But, what's it called? Yeah, this is our last year as high school until we go to college or do whatever.
Are you going to college?
I don't know.
You still going to the military?
Maybe. But no, I don't know that though. Remember, October, I'm going to take my ass lap. That, we can talk about that next episode. Like, what we're going to do after high school and stuff like that. Because, again, next episode will be the first episode after we start going to school.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Damn. I thought we have time and shit.
I'm sure we will. I mean, every Friday. Oh, we don't work on Fridays. Yeah. After school, we can just. All right. Well, you got off school early.
I don't think I even have to go to school.
On Fridays?
Because the college is closed and that's I have no more high school classes.
Oh.
Like, I might have to stay there for like 30 minutes and then leave.
Yeah, you have to just show your attendance.
So we'll see. That'd be fucking dope.
Damn, that'd be awesome. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We're almost an hour in. But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I feel like this is just like a normal conversation.
Yeah, it's a chill one.
Yeah, it's just a chill one.
We're sleepies.
Oh, yes. It's 9. Oh, it's right there. It's almost 10 o'clock.
It is 10, bro. It's a minute away.
It's almost
that one's
clock.
Off.
Yeah, that one's off by 5 minutes. You know, just because I see that clock and I'm like, oh god, I gotta rush. I gotta leave. So I get there 5 minutes earlier. That's what my dad, like, said I should do, and so it works. You know, I've never been late.
It's only 5 minutes, so.
Yeah, but 5 minutes is enough time to be like, okay, if I get in my car and leave now, because in my mind I'm already leaving with enough time to get there on time.
True.
Just now I have 5 minutes even earlier. So
true.
Helps out. But hope you guys enjoyed. Let us know in the comments down below if you want us to talk about, if you want to see something on the YouTube video as well. I'll be responding to all the comments. If you want to send us an email, the email will be in the description as well. Just go write us some ideas, or if you want to be a part of the podcast, hit us up. If you want to sponsor us, I don't know who would want to right now, but please. you can listen to our podcast on every single podcast website or platform you can think of. That means Spotify, hell, YouTube, Apple, Google, SoundCloud. I think actually we just added
and
on.
And your mom's garage.
And then mom's garage. Don't forget the mom's garage, bro. Dude. For like a big episode or like a monster episode, we have to film in my mom's garage.
That would be cool.
We have to.
But it's gonna be hot as hell.
It's gonna be hot. No, let's just do like November.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, or like October.
We have a mom's garage special.
Wait, that's such like a good. There has to be a podcast out there already called Your Mom's Garage.
You think so?
There has to be. I'll search it up after this. Let me sign off.
That'd be pretty cool.
But, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed. My name is Ryan Newsom. This is my co-host, Diego Villarreal. And we will see you in the next episode.
Peace.